746er, roger, you got a copy?
Seven four sixer.
Good morning. Forgot to get my call sign in there. WRMS 439er. Anyway, good morning to you, Roger. How's your day going?
So far, so good. I'm thinking about going for a walk, but it's pretty cold. It's 32 here.
It's 27 here. It's pretty cold. I'm just on my way to the hardware store to pick up another fan for my building where I don't get any frost inside there where the coach is at. I'm trying to think how I can go ahead and make that place a little bit warmer.
Can you completely close that up?
Yeah, it's 100% sealed.
Well, that's good.
And they're saying with fans, keep the air circulating, you know, and that'll help a lot. I mean, right now in there it's 36 degrees, but it can get colder than that here, and I just don't want to frost my pipes up or anything like that. So I got all the, you know, both valves opened up, and but I got my water tank halfway full of water. I should probably drain it.
Yeah, I put my camper in the motorhome stall here a couple of days ago just to make sure nothing happens.
So that's pretty much how you winterize it. I mean, once it's inside or at least it's around in the clothes, the frost don't get it. I'm sure it helps a lot.
Yeah, I drained all the water, but there's still some water in the lines and stuff. Yeah, if you leave them outside, you're supposed to dump antifreeze down the toilet and all that stuff, you know, but I just bring it inside, and although it's 32 outside, it's about 44 or 45 inside the motorhome stall.
Yeah, copy that. I got an oil heater inside my coach, and, you know, one of those thermostatic ones, but it's like 52 degrees right now inside my coach. But anyway, I'm setting up my shooting range today, and I got everything pretty much done. But I got some nice tables and some stuff, but I'm thinking about enclosing just the top, a roof, and maybe a back. But I want to put those, I'm thinking about that thing you have. I might put it down one side to make it look kind of cool. So I might take you up on that fencing, and I don't know if you want to let some of that tin stuff that you have there go.
Yeah, I'm sure I could do that.
I mean, if you're not going to use it, that's fine, Roger. But if you are, no problem. But, you know, I'll give you something for it, whatever. You know, we'll figure it out.
Well, maybe a dinner at the local sausage factory or something.
Yeah, you didn't want to do the dinner. She said, let's do lunches, but they have great steak sandwiches and stuff at lunch, too. Whatever you want, Roger. That'd be fine. I'd be happy to do that. But, yeah. Or whatever. So I'm going to head down to the hardware store, Roger, and I'm working on just stuff around this place and antennas and stuff, so I'm going to need some radio checks today if you're going to be available.
Yeah, probably I'll be available, but probably this afternoon more so than this morning.
Oh, 100%. It's too cold to be out here. I mean, you know, I'm out in the shop right now, but I want to set a rotor up, which I have a rotor and a controller and all that, and I'm going to set it up on that canopy and just do it this way. I don't have to go outside and turn it all the time and stuff. I can just sit inside and do it right. So it'll take a little time to do it, but I think that'd be the right way to do it.
Yeah, that should work. Get it all set up, and we'll do some tests.
All right, Mr. Rogers, thank you very much. I'll catch you later on. Have a good morning. WRMS 439er.
WRKJ 746.